5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You reckon I'm dumb?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah, I do.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yeah, of course you feel good. You're listening to the best and beautiful Melbourne. It's been an extraordinary winter, this one.
Oh, mate, the sun during the day, magnificent.
Beautiful.
I was down the waterfront at Geelong today,
yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Oh, there's fishermen out there.
Nice.
Fisherwomen.
Fisherwomen.
And
fisher
everyone
people.
Having a go, and they love it, and walking up and down having coffees from the Washhead Cafe. Oh, beautiful.
I tell you what, I've got a very sort of backable opinion. In other words, I can't back it up with any fact. It's just off the top of my head.
So it's an opinion.
We have one magnificent winter.
Yes.
And then one really shit winter.
Oh.
Like last winter, remember, it hosed down constantly.
Yes.
And it was freezing cold and it was just yuck.
Yes.
This one's been unbelievable. We've had more days like this than we've had normal winter days.
I know.
Beautiful.
Cold at night.
Best city in the world. Cold at night, of course.
My little toes get cold. Yeah, they stick out of bed.
Too bloody tight to run your heater.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what we've got coming up, Hump Day Quiz.
Oh, yes, please.
I can't believe that's actually going to even exist.
No.
The Hump Day Quiz.
Too popular demand.
Kate Maloney from the Melbourne Vixens. Popular. They're having their own challenges in the netball, of course, along the lines of hubbing and all the rest of it.
Yep.
And then back by, speaking of popular demand, the bake yesterday absolutely went through the roof.
It did.
So if you weren't able to hear it, we're going to play that again and also just run you through some nice feedback.
Yeah, thanks
on,
for that, Jim.
That is sad. Now, hello to you, fat boy.
Hey, g'day, Jim. I can't wait to throw to Rabsy because he's got something. I want you to put your ears on.
I've got them on.
And listen to this. Go, Rabsy.
Well, now over to James with the crow kick. James.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Tony. We're back. We've got the crow kick to do. Now, for those who haven't seen the show this year, and that includes me, we've got some new rules to do with the crow kick. You get three kicks.
That's the crow show.
And you're doing the hosting the crow kick.
That's it. I must have been.
And you're very, gee, you're good with the kids. The kids loved you. I think there's more.
Looking all ready to go. You got the shorts, the jumper, the socks, the whole bit. Even a hat.
Yep.
Good on you. That's the way.
Just so warming, Jim, you are.
That's it, Bill. I was good with the kids.
That's a good nice little tease. We've got a bit of that.
Have you?
So we might hear some more of that maybe on our Friday podcast.
Friday podcast.
Saturday rub, I don't know.
Bruce Abernathy used to do that. The Crow Show. I'm trying to remember. I reckon Greg Anderson used to be on it.
Who was the girl?
Graham Corns.
That hosted
Nikki Visser. Nikki Visser, lovely girl. And Bill.
That's the way.
That's the way.
Fair to say, I hope I've advanced the cause of touch.
No, you haven't.
Since back in those days.
Like you really wanted to be there.
Oh, no. Come on. That was part of it. They're the flying hours, fat.
Hungover.
That's what they are. Probably was. I can't remember.
And,
all right, what else, please?
I'll tell you what else, Jim. Footy Mania.
Oh, yes.
33 games in 20 days.
What the hell?
Off tonight, if you don't mind. What about this game? Western Bulldogs v Richmond Metricon.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, Jim. Sydney Stack in. Trent Cotchin comes in. Out goes Rioli again. He's been dropped a couple of times this year.
Battled for rhythm.
And they'll miss of Loston down back.
Yes.
And for the Western Bulldogs, McLean, who's a good player, comes in. And Sam Lloyd. Out goes Young, who he's been all right, Young.
What? I think you mean Lewis Young.
Well, Young.
Oh, no, that's one, that's one of Bill Zinger's.
Right. And your man from Officer, who played, he got injured in his first game.
Gamer.
But that's a big one. No. Richard Champion, Brett Thomas, Simon Black, and Belinda Mellon.
Nice.
That'll be a nice game to watch.
Bloody oath it will.
Just on some games this week.
Mm-hmm.
200 games, 100 at each club. There's two players doing it this week, Jim. Mitch Robinson is going to play his 200th game this week.
Yep.
Do you know he played exactly 100 for Carlton?
Well, he must have.
He must have, if you do the math.
That's it, Bill.
So he played 100 for Carlton, Jim.
Yes.
And he's going to play 100 for the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, a good boy too. I reckon early in his time, thought he was a knob, didn't we?
Yep.
I reckon as a footy,
knob.
We looked at him at the Blues and thought, this bloke's half a tool.
Yeah.
And then when he went up to Brisbane especially and we all got to know him a bit, he's actually a beauty.
Yeah, and he knows a bit about the game.
Yeah,
he does. He's invested.
Yep. One of those blokes that you put your hand up and go, I got him completely wrong. He's a really good fella, Mitch Robinson.
And 100 games at two clubs. Sean Higgins,
Jim. The big pill.
129 at the Dogs and 100 at North and 100 good ones, as you said.
He's been great. He's been great. Another good boy.
Also, what about this last night? Stuart Broad, his 500th test wicket.
Yeah! Must be! It is 500 for Stuart Broad. What a moment.
into the gallery of greats he goes.
500 test wicket. Well done to him. He was man of the match, Jim, in that game. They won 2-1.
Considering he was left out of the first test.
Exactly right. And I've always loved Stuart Broad. I've always been... Jim. I've always been a big fan, Jim. You know who can properly go and get stuffed?
Who?
Stuart Broad! Cheating...
Bill, that is your most referred to bake of all when you went through Stuart Broad.
Remember he nicked it to Gully.
Gully.
And stood there.
No. And, then, and we. I'll tell you what, people who don't know, we actually sent the unabridged version of that bake to the Australian team. Nice. Darren Lehman was the coach at the time.
He was.
They played it on the bus.
On the bus.
With no editing. Apparently the bus driver nearly drove off the road.
Do you know who's taken more than 500 wickets, Jim, with Stuart Broad?
Well, Jimmy Anderson.
Jimmy Anderson.
Mattia Muralitharan.
Exactly.
Yes.
He 800.
Yeah, he was an extraordinary bowler.
Asterix.
Bill, very good man.
I know, really. But old.
Anil Kumble?
Very good. Kumble. Shane Warne,
our
of course.
Our two boys, of course.
Yeah, and then you got Glenn McGrath.
Big Pigeon.
And Courtney Walsh.
Courtney Walsh.
And Anderson. So, well done to Stuart Broad.
Did you know, I only found this out because it was in an article this morning. Warne and McGrath in test matches played together took over 1,000 wickets.
Test matches.
So when they played in the same Australian test match team, they took over 1,000 wickets.
1,000?
It's unbelievable.
That's a lot.
That will never happen again.
No.
I don't care what anyone says.
That is a lot.
A duo playing together won't take over 1,000 wickets. Two insane performers.
See, Queensland have closed the border.
I did see that.
That's interesting. For New South Wales.
Yes. I can't believe that border was ever not closed, given how much they hate each other. I reckon even without the pandemic, they just go, buggy.
You know who's in limbo now? Not really the AFL, because I think they've seen this coming.
Yeah, already knew.
But the NRL.
Oh, so old our mate.
Well, imagine the games there. They've got to go.
What's his name?
Which one? Mananga? Meninga?
No, the boss. What's his bloody name?
Vendy.
Pete of Landis.
Vendy's, that's it.
He'll sort it out.
Suddenly have to do some disco dancing. Pete.
Tell you what I did like reading. Geelong will challenge Tom Hawkins one match strike.
You can't elbow someone in the head.
Mate, didn't elbow him in the bloody head, you dickhead. He hit him in the shoulder.
I'll tell you how Hawk
he hit him in the shoulder. This is terrible.
Hawk doesn't have to review. Don't do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Elbow someone in the head, Fat. You cop your right whack.
Now, Jim, he didn't elbow him in the head. Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
He didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the shoulder.
Why do it in the first place?
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because there was 18 Dockers in him playing on him. He was frustrated. A couple of blokes missed him with terrible kicks. There was 18 Dockers in front of him. He throws his elbow, hits him in the shoulder. They got a challenge. I'm glad they challenged that, Jim, because Chris O got that one. You were wrong.
Hump day quiz, coming up next.
And what do you think of that, young JB?
Yes.
That's the way.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour. JB and Billy, we can't believe it, but we're doing this again.
Yes.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Bill.
Yes, Jim.
Wednesday's our least listened to show, I feel.
No, it's not.
I've got no evidence to back that up, but it's just because we jam a bloody quiz in there.
No.
That people don't find that entertaining.
You know, it was, Jim, least listened to, but now... Spikey McDykey.
Spikey McDykey.
And now it is the most listened to because of this, the Hump Day Quiz.
All right, we got two magnificent contestants
on. Sure?
That's what makes the quiz.
I don't know if they're magnificent.
Bo's out there. No. Are you from One Thaggy, mate? G'day, Bo.
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 Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Do you have a telephone in One Thaggy?
Dial up. Internet still.
I love it.
You have to get a cup of string to talk to your cousins.
Good on you, Bo.
Hey, you know where that comes from, Bo. A mate of mine was walking through Thailand, just through the markets, and this little Thai bloke was trying to flog his watches or whatever he was trying to flog, realised the bloke was from Australia, and he said to him, "You from One Thaggy, mate?" So now anyone who ever comes on our show from One Thaggy cops a bit of that.
Hey, that's good. Hey, Bo, who's the best sportsman out of One Thaggy?
Oh, it's a good one. Probably myself.
That's it.
Other than, should have said that.
I like it, Bozo.
Little Chuck Berry's from One Thaggy, isn't he?
Yeah, and Jared Blair's probably up there.
Geez, they're little men. You got any tallies?
No. Drew Ginn was from Inverloch, which is probably close enough.
Ruffy's from Leangatha, so far.
But no, I'm saying One Thaggy, mate.
Mm.
Well, Drew Ginn's a legend. Four-time Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, but
all right.
From one
stay there, Bo. Like that. Brad's in Berwick. Hey, Brad.
Down the road.
G'day, fat and skinny. How are you?
Going. I was out there the other day. Mercedes-Benz Berwick, of course. Well, great friends of ours. Beautiful.
Bo. There's a BSW plumbing down here. Local bloke here. Looking after all the people with heating and cooling. And
you are? All right. Give your mob a plug. What are they called?
It's B for Bob. BSW Plumbing.
Right.
And gas fitting?
Berwick.
Do you do gas fitting?
Gas fitting, yep. That's right, yep.
On your Sparrow.
And the missus is down there in Langwarrin Haircare, too, looking after everybody.
Oh, so you're essential businesses. I like that out there in Berwick.
Cousins or anything? What are they doing, mate? Got a hamburger joint or something?
All right, Fat.
They call him Sparrow.
I've got to get down to Cremorne of a farmer.
Oh, yeah, mate. The best palmer in town.
All right, if you think you know the answer, Bo, scream your name out. Brad, scream your name out. I'm the judge.
Yes.
And Fat asks the questions.
Five questions, boys.
All right, here we go.
Very good prizes.
What are they, please, Rabbits Bar?
We've got a $50 grilled voucher, and we've also got a $100 Neverland store voucher, neverlandstore.com.au to give away.
Righto.
Some footy and a bit of general knowledge for you, boys. You ready, boys?
Yeah, mate.
Who kicked 7 goals straight last weekend?
Bo.
Ooh.
Josh Kennedy.
Well done.
Kennedy, righto.
Seven
you?
Straight, Jimmy.
Pretty good going.
So you're one down. Bo got the first one, Brad.
Question two, here we go.
Have a listen to this audio and tell me what happened next.
Hayden came in. No idea where the footy is. It ends up with Dumont, who goes looking for Polek, who takes a pretty good mark in the end with 2 seconds left in the turn.
Oh, we were not happy. We've all gone, oh, no. What happened next, boys? Do you know?
Yes, Brad.
He marked it on the line and then the umpires recalled it.
Oh, no. So, Bozo, Sparrow. All yours.
Sparrow, you got it wrong.
I believe Pollock turned it straight over.
No. Jasper Pittard came running in and belted Mark Murphy, and they reversed the decision.
So no one gets that one.
No one there. Right, question three.
Which AFL team has not won a game thus far?
Sparrow.
Adelaide.
Well done.
There we go. So one each.
Adelaide North this week. Someone's got to win, Jim.
Right. Yes, please.
Have a listen to this audio and tell me who this freak is.
Yes, Bozo.
Kanye West?
Yes.
Kanye West it is.
What was that shit he was carrying?
No idea. No idea. All right, so the decider.
Yep. So Bo's on two. Sparrow's on one.
Right.
If Brad wins this one, it's 2-2. We need
a tiebreaker.
Come on, Bo. What Sydney player allegedly...
Sparrow.
Papley.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's gone off script.
What the hell was the question?
What Sydney player allegedly milked a free kick?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, which was Tom Papley.
Righto, so we got two each, and now the decider.
Righto, Jim just back.
Well, down the bottom there's
down
a question.
Down the bottom there's a question.
Question just there.
Oh, right, yes. Oh, in tonight's Western Bulldogs-Richmond game, a Bulldogs...
Yes, Barrett.
Oh, he's gone early.
Caleb Daniel.
Incorrect, which allows Bozo the full question.
A Bulldog... is playing his 150th game.
Bo.
Yes, Bozo.
Oh, good work, Bo.
Jack McRae.
Yes, Bozo. Now, that was a good quiz. Brad missed four quiz.
He did. He was coming from
Bo.
A long way back.
Bo can have a choice of the prizes. You can have the grilled voucher, very, very nice, $50, or the $100 Netherland store voucher.
I'll go with the Netherlands for voucher. Thanks, Bill.
Good on you, Bo.
All right, enjoy Bo. And Bradford, a $50 grilled voucher coming your way. Order online, by the way, for contactless pickup.
Thanks, Bert.
My pleasure, mate. Grill.com.au.
And, of course, Brad works there at BSW Plumbing and Gas Fitting, Jim.
You're just requesting some golf balls, Bradford.
Oh, yeah, if you got some hanging around, yeah.
I tell you what, we'll send you, they're not a big box of balls.
No.
The TP5s with the nice drawing on the side
of them. They're good.
Get some of them out to you, mate.
Thanks very much.
On you, boys.
Not your best work, Bill.
Very
it's a
nice
bit clunky.
Boys.
No, very good boys. Well, no, you're a bit.
You on a diet?
Cross. You're going with that shit again.
What? You got fatter.
No, Bill.
You've defied science.
You've defied mirrors.
Our next guest is a queen of the hardwood, dominating the mid-court for both the Melbourne Vixens and Aussie Diamonds.
Great cut from Maloney, finds Thwaites all alone at home, and it's goal Melbourne.
ahead of the return of Super Netball for 2020 with a big Victorian derby between the Vixens and Magpies, please welcome Kate Maloney.
Oh, as good a netballer as we have in this country, yep. Kate Maloney, and she joins us now from the Hub in Brisbane. Kate, nice chatting to you.
Yeah, thanks for having you guys.
Oh, now, it's been a low-key build-up for you because of all the bloody mayhem that's going on, but are you ready to go?
Yeah, it sure has been a low-key build-up, but it's been 8 months of pre-season, and we just can't wait to get out there and play on the weekend.
And play the Magpies, so the cross-town rivals in Brisbane.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange, isn't it? Mm. It's always a big build-up when we play the Magpies in Melbourne, and we love playing against them and the rivalry that we have built, but it's going to be a little bit different in Brisbane. We'll have no crowds, and but yeah, we'll have to create that energy, and it's going to be a little bit strange, but can't wait to play against them.
How you go with the no crowd thing, do you reckon? Because the footballers, I think, early found it hard.
Yeah.
I don't reckon people like the cricketers will, because they're used to, you know, growing up playing in front of no one. But how will the netball girls go with it?
Yeah, look, I think we'll be fine. I think it'll be strange running out onto court with no one there, but I think once, you know, that whistle goes to start the game, it should be business as usual. And I'm quite loud anyway, so I'll have to make up for the having no supporters in the crowd.
Hey, you got a co-captain?
I sure do, in Lizzie Watson. So one of the best netballers in Australia or in the world. I think it was probably a matter of time before she joined me. And, I'm really excited to have that support from her and, see what we can do with that leadership as well.
My understanding, Kate, is Jo Weston's name was put up, but no one could understand a word she said.
We could understand a word she's saying. She's probably busy taking some selfies or something like that. But no, we love Joey, and she brings a lot to the Melbourne Vixens, and her leadership it just goes without saying. Oh. So you never know. She might be up there soon.
What is she reading in Hub Life? I'd love to know what she gets up to in Hub Life.
She's someone that I think just to be a fly on the wall and watch what she does in her room would be very interesting. Exactly. But there's lots of TikToks and dancing, and she's also very smart, Joey. So she's doing a bit of uni work and stuff like that. But, she's an entertaining one for us. So it's good to have her in the Hub.
She's actually too smart.
Yeah.
Hey, 97 games you've played, Katie girl. So when you play your 100th, is there a banner or do they do something special for you?
No, I don't, there won't be a banner. It's a bit different to football, but it takes a long time in netball to get to 100 games. Yeah. I think it might be my eighth or ninth season. Very excited to have played all my nearly 100 games with the Melbourne Vixens, and hopefully we can make it a good one in a couple of weeks.
What are all the testing procedures you're having to put up with? Is everyone being tested? Is it twice a week? How are you getting through all that?
Yeah, so we're in, I think, day 10 of quarantine at the moment in Brisbane, and we did a couple of tests before we left Melbourne, and for us it was, okay, you're leaving in 24 hours and then you're not going, and then we were leaving, and it ends up taking a week or so. So we did a couple of tests before we left Melbourne. We did another test on day 4, and I think we'll have another one either tomorrow or the day after. So, they're getting easier, which is nice.
How long are you projected? I know it's very hard to say, but projected to be hubbing for? Are we talking a month? Yeah. Are we talking 2-3 months? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, so we're quarantined for 14 days, as anyone would be there going into Queensland from Melbourne. And then we'll be here for the whole season, so hopefully for 12 weeks. So our season is being condensed into 9 weeks. So we'll play 14 games in 9 weeks.
Right.
And then we'll have 3 weeks of finals following that. So it's going to be a quick season. It's going to go fast. But, yeah, we are here for a long time. And we're just excited. You know, obviously in Melbourne, the Victorians are doing it a bit tough at the moment. And we're thinking of everyone back home. But we're really grateful to be here in Queensland, and the government. Queensland government's been great to us in providing a lot of funding and enabling us to be here and play. So can't wait to get out there on court on Sunday.
Thank God for the Queensland government.
Haven't they come to the bloody
NRL netball?
Yeah.
What's her name? And what's the Premier's name there, Kate?
I'm not going to try and pronounce it. You guys go for it.
Anastasia Palaszczuk.
She has been a star, though.
She has been a bloody star.
Yeah, she has been.
Are partners, kids, pets, are they allowed to come up?
We don't have anyone with the Vixens coming up, but I think, you are. I think that you can put in to have people come up with you. And that was the hardest thing with us was probably not so much our players. Obviously, we don't, as being a female sport, usually a lot of girls will have children and then will retire and have children. So we don't have a lot of mums. We've probably only got two or three in the competition, we don't have any at the Melbourne Vixen. So I'm not sure what those girls would do. But for us, it probably affects our support staff and our coaches the most. And obviously we have to cut down how many we've taken across to Brisbane. And so we have a smaller staff here, but it's great to be here, as I said, and can't wait to play.
All right, Kate, we cannot wait to see you play. It's coming up, the Magpies at Nissan Arena on Sunday at 5 p.m. Fat. Nine Network, you can watch it all, of course.
Oh, Nine, of course.
Are you going to switch on, boys?
I'll be there watching you, Katie Girl. Do you toss the coin?
We do toss the coin before the game. Right. I don't know if that will change now due to COVID as well. I don't know what the protocols there are, but hopefully
get the ref to sort that out. You just need
to call. Hopefully we can get our Vixens supporters watching on TV.
Yes, exactly, on Nine.
All right, well done, Kate. Good luck. Can't wait.
Thanks, guys.
James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
All right, so it came to light early in the week that the 1989 Hawks might have just paid their players a little more than they were allowed to.
Their girlfriends.
Via an account in Hobart.
Their wives. Everyone, Jim.
So it made us giggle because back then, Rabs, everyone was doing it. And Geelong as deep into it as anyone else. But because they kept losing all the grand finals, we thought it was funny. Bill didn't think it was as funny.
No.
And there came the bake yesterday, and I've got some nice feedback about the bake we heard yesterday. But before we get to that, let's revisit Fat cracking the SH1Ts over the 89 grand final opponent.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling.
Come on.
Kids in cars, you've been warned.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode.
Calm down, Pat.
This is Billy's Bake.
Now, Jim, there comes a time in every man's life when he's had enough.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's reached the end of the rope. A time when he can take no more, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Well, for Anthony William, that time is now! I'll tell you what I should have heard twice in my life, Jim.
Number 16, Billy Brownless.
And there I go, up on stage and get my medal.
Yes.
But I didn't hear that. No, no. And guess why, Jim?
Why?
Because Hawthorn and Carlton are cheating. That's why! Overpaid salary cap cheating. I always knew Carlton did it in 95, Jim.
Yes.
But now Hawthorn in 89, they cheated. I should have realised, Jimmy boy, it was right under my nose.
What was?
How could Piggy Dunstall afford the saloon bar? Answer me that. Brereton was driving around in a Ferrari, Jim. In a red Ferrari, I said.
I heard you.
Well, say something, you dead. The karma train will run those over, I'm telling you, Jim.
Well, it's been 30 years and it hasn't happened yet.
Seriously, Fiedek and Pritchard, Buchanara, Condon, Madigan, Mad Dog Madigan, Fandigan, Jim. How did they play in a premiership and I didn't?
Because they're bloody good players.
Oh, Fandigan, well, Ramsey, shut that up! I'll kill that. It's like I always say, Jim.
Oh, no.
Every dog has its day. Unless you played for Geelong in the 90s, Jim. Oh, no. Salary cap cheating has cost me two premierships, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And those greedy Hawthorn have already won five. They can get You can get You can get Rabsy. The listeners can get Morrissey, DeWald, Ali DeWald, Jim.
He didn't play.
The fly Russell Morris, Jim.
He didn't play either.
Dipper. Dipper can't talk, Jim. Gary Ayres. Those big teeth. Come on, Ayres.
Oh, no.
Nara.
Oh, no.
And Greg Deer. Feeding a Greg Deer, Jim. Deer in the headlight. Wow, wee.
Turn him.
Poor old Anthony William. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
He's off.
Oh, no. Oh, my stomach hurts.
What's wrong with him, Jim?
Oh, no. Well, Yeah, incredible response.
I did get some help with that.
Old Freddie Carla, that's the best ever. It's so personal. Greg Deer in the headlights, you reckon? I love that. Got to release them all unedited one day, says Aaron Barnard.
Can we do that?
I don't think so.
Without any bips?
I don't think so.
That'd be good. Might break a few balls.
Jeffy Dalton, that was gold, just like all the Hawks premiership medals.
Yes. Not bad.
Richard Blight, I like this. Old Belly Brownless, he calls you. Belly. I remember Doomy's red Ferrari well. He used to live up the road from where I lived back then. I remember that Ferrari tailgating me just out of Lang Warren. Was that where Doom was? Out there.
Yeah.
Steve McCubbin, one of the best bakes of all time from Fat, had me in stitches.
Yep.
Dipper can't even speak, he reckons. We love Dip, by the way. He is a star.
We love Dip.
And Michael Stinky Williams.
Stinky.
Have a listen to Fat Screech at Jim. You do give it to me, Jerry.
Well, I love giving it to you.
I don't know why I need to cop it.
I must say, I do the bakes, but I do get some help, Jim, and I'd
Craig
like to
thank Burrell. Well, whoever gives you the help can get stuffed. LOL, when Bill says, hey, Google, my phone goes into search mode.
Hey, Google.
Very nice, Bill. Yes. Nice bake. I'll tell you, they're just something humorous as we leave, because yesterday's weren't great.
They were good. The
After
kids
a
ones.
Good Monday helping yesterday, ordinary.
Copped a bit of flack.
So you should. A very good show. Yes. Kate Maloney, we love, of course. Vixen's getting their season underway shortly. Hump Day quiz. And, of course, the bake. Oh,
the bake.
Hey, by the way, tonight, the footy mania, I think, is how we're branding it starts. Dogs and Richmond, Metricon Stadium. Champs, Brett Thomas, Simon Black and Belinda Mellon will look after that for us tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Joey Montagna.
Oh, nice.
Saints flying, so he'll be up and about.
And he's going well too.
And little Andy Brayshaw.
Little
Steve.
Steve.
Come on, Steve. We need to hear how he's actually going very well
very
too.
Very well.
All right, nice. Now, something humorous, Fat?
Not bad.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
thanks to our good friends at Grilled.
Oh.
A woman asks her husband in the morning regarding breakfast, Jim. Would you like some bacon and eggs, a slice of toast, and maybe some grapefruit juice and coffee? He declares, no, thanks. Thanks for asking, but I'm not hungry. It must be the Viagra, he said.
Oh, no.
It's really taken the edge off my appetite, Jim. At lunchtime, she asks him if he'd like something. How about a bowl of soup, a homemade muffin even, or a cheese sandwich? No, thanks, Dale. The Viagra really trashes my desire to eat. Come dinner time, she asks him if he wants anything to eat, Jim. Would you like a juicy ribeye, some beautiful apple pie, or maybe some chicken and chips and stir fry? No. It's got to be that Viagra. I'm still not hungry. Well, she said, you can stop now and get off. I'm bloody starving.
Oh, no.
Jim. Jimmy's been going on.
No, thank you. Yeah,
the Viagra. That's kept him. Yeah. She's a bit hungry.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah. just unfunny and inappropriate.
Your thoughts.
Oh, your thoughts. Jim. Anyway, Thailand. Gav went upstairs.
Oh, no, we didn't. Nothing from Gav.
And he comes down those stairs.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no. Come on.